The state of Nevada and its allies say their battle over Yucca Mountain is not over, NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
As the Senate debated Yucca Mountain, 30 people gathered in downtown Salt Lake City in front of a mock nuclear waste transportation cask. It looks like a giant silver barbell, and it's been towed all across the country in an attempt to whip up opposition to thousands of shipments of radioactive waste to Yucca Mountain, Nevada. City Councilman Eric Jurgensen addressed the gathering.
This nuclear fuel will go past West High School. This nuclear fuel will go past Washington School. It'll go past Tanner Park. It'll go past Sugar House Park. These are places where we live, where we play. This is where it will affect us directly.
And this is the message the opponents of Yucca Mountain will now emphasize in the wake of their failure in Congress.
The transportation of nuclear waste is the real sleeper issue here. I think we're going to see more and more attention given to it, and it could, in the end, derail the project.
Ken Cook directs the Environmental Working Group, which has posted on the internet nuclear waste transportation routes and maps of expected fallout plumes in the event of accidents or terrorist attacks.
We'll see thousands of shipments going through cities like Chicago, St. Louis, Kansas City, Des Moines, Salt Lake City, Miami, Atlanta. The list goes on and on. So this debate is going to continue. We have another 4 years or more until the transportation plans are fully developed. And during that period, I think the interest in the transportation is only going to intensify, and it could ultimately cause problems in terms of going forward with the project.
That's wishful thinking, suggests Bill Kovacs, who leads a U.S. Chamber of Commerce group supporting Yucca Mountain.
It hasn't resonated in the last month and a half, and I believe that they've spent several million dollars trying to hype the issue up. So my feeling is that it's going to be very difficult in the future, and again, it's going to be an educational campaign on both sides.
The state of Nevada is relying on more than possible public outrage. It has already filed at least 4 federal lawsuits challenging the selection of Yucca Mountain on constitutional, procedural, and environmental grounds. More lawsuits are promised as the Nuclear Regulatory Commission considers licensing the site. Bob Lux has led Nevada's fight against Yucca Mountain for 20 years.
This is the easy part for these guys. I mean, it's easy for these guys to stampede congressmen and senators to vote for this, but, you know, it only gets harder for them as they have to actually be accountable for the very first time in the legal arena, in the courts, for their actions, and even harder, I think, to make a strong scientific case for licensing Yucca Mountain in light of all of the data and information out here that suggests it's really a bad location.
Yucca Mountain supporters consider this another case of wishful thinking, but they acknowledge Nevada can stall the process with its challenges, which prompts this from Marvin Fertel of the Nuclear Energy Institute.
We in Nevada have something in common. We both, as entities, would want to make sure that whatever is done at Yucca Mountain is done safely. And what we would hope is that at some point Nevada decides that rather than just opposing this and filing lawsuits, which we think they're going to lose over and over again, that they decide to constructively engage and participate in the licensing proceedings to try and make sure everything's done right, as opposed to just trying to be an obstacle to them going forward.
Some opponents plan to become physical obstacles if nuclear waste shipments begin. Kalinda Tildes has been towing that mock nuclear waste cask featured at yesterday's rally in Salt Lake City.
I have pledged, many other people across this country have pledged, that the nuclear waste will roll out of the reactor sites over our dead bodies. Because regardless of what happens, if Yucca Mountain opens, there will be bodies across the country.
The Department of Energy hopes to begin burying nuclear waste in Nevada in 8 years. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Salt Lake City.